If I set it at a lower resolution, will that help?
It's, yeah, that's fine.
So what time do you start?
Yeah.
Like a minute?
So I need to get on with you again.
Yeah, let me just get off.
And then...
Can you just do a click? The audio is not working. Oh, wow, so it's just showing the changing settings now.
Okay.
Ready?
And if you could just say a couple words about yourself.
I need to get the video going here.
Yes. So I'm like 1 minute folder. I'm just gonna say this is Jeff. Jeff came here from Redmond, give him a pause. You say a couple words.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Friday! Alright, so next up, Jeff is going to introduce us to the amazing world of HTML5 and games. And let's give him a round of applause for flying in from Redmond over here. And again, this session is going to be streamed out of country, so at least pretend to be happy. But, and Jeff, if you could introduce yourself quickly.
I will. Hey, we've let him out. Okay. All right. So my name is Jeff Rotop, and I am an HTML5 evangelist for Microsoft. I get the opportunity to work with companies and with developers to write applications for the web. And my companies write applications for Windows 8 in HTML5. So it is a real pleasure for me to be here today. Today we're going to talk about gaming with HTML5, and we're going to look at how to take your game that you built for the web and port it over to an HTML5 Windows 8 app. So the first thing I want to do is get a little bit of a survey of the group here. How many people would consider themselves a web developer? Okay, let's hear some applause or some meaning. Because we got people all around the world looking at this. Web developers. And you know what's coming next? Native developers? C#, C++? Okay, you know the web developers really put you to shame. Let's hear web again. Native? I'm going to tell you the web wins. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an HTML5 guy, sorry. So one of the questions that I get a lot about games is why would I want to use HTML5 for games? So when you compare it to what you can do with C++ or what you can do with C#, there's a lot of limitation on HTML5. If you compare it to what we used to be able to do with Flash, there's still a number of things that we can do with those other platforms that HTML5 just hasn't reached yet. But there's obviously a lot of good reasons why we do want to do HTML5. Or to ignore the man working on my computer behind me where I'm just trusted to do something like
it. So
with HTML5, we have a platform that's portable. So you can write code. You can write code that's built for the web. And you can reuse it in other places. HTML5 runs in native applications, television sets, Blu-ray players. There's a number of different places where you can take that product that you write for HTML5 and use it other places. HTML5 is also popular. So that's one of the big things is that you may already have those skill sets.
If you already have skill sets in HTML5 and JavaScript, you can reuse those same skill sets to deliver a native application. So we started talking about native versus web, but really what we have with Windows 8 apps is we have the ability to do web inside of native. So we can build our native application with web technology. Okay, so we're going to do a little demo game here. And this demo game is called Yeti Bowl. Now, I have heard here in Finland that you guys actually have Yeti. Is that true? So I walked out the door, and I swore that I saw a Yeti standing outside. But it turned out it was just Dresden, and he had this big winter jacket on and a hood. But I mean, the guy's like 7 foot tall, so it's very difficult to tell. But Yeti Bowl, the object of this game is you're the Yeti, and you have these snowballs, and you're going to throw them at hikers who are running up the hill. So I'm actually going to open up this game here, give you a little sample. So I'm going to go ahead and start the game, and then I'll go through some of the features that we have in the app here. So as you can see, I'm going to start to see some little hikers climbing up the mountain, and then I'm going to drop my snowballs. Try to knock them off the mountaintop. And the idea is to stop them from getting to the top of the mountain. So I have controls on the screen here I can use. I have keyboard controls. And once three different hikers make it to the top, the game's over and the Yeti gets all upset and starts shaking his hand. So that's it. It's a pretty simple game. And it was actually first written as a web experience. So I'm going to go ahead and open up Visual Studio for Web and show you the code here. And just to prove that this is web code, I'm going to go ahead and run it here inside of Visual Studios. And here it pops up in a browser. And this browser will work in any browser here. Of course, I'm using IE10. And we have the same game experience here. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to take this game, the assets, and copy and paste them from my folder in Visual that I'm using for the web game, and I'm going to paste them inside of a Windows 8 app. So I have that folder open here, and I have my assets selected. So I'm going to go ahead and copy them, and then I'm going to open up a Visual Studio for Windows 8, do a new project, and now the project I'm going to use here is a navigation app, and I'll go through the game again and kind of show you some of the features, but when we move it over to Windows 8, there's a lot of different features that I can add to it, so that's why I want to use the navigation app, because it's going to give me a lot of the code already written to navigate from page to page as a single application. So I'm going to go ahead and name this Yeti Web. I'm just going to create this. And then I'm going to go and I am going to paste my assets in. Say yes. And then I'm going to go into my manifest and change the landing page from being default to the game. And then I'm going to run it and hope everything works. Okay, so there we go. Live demo. I took my code that was written through the web, the game, and put it inside of an app, and it just worked. I didn't have to change a single line of code. So you might think I'd be done with my talk and you guys can all get back to work. But I'm not that kind of guy. I really like to talk. So I'm going to walk through a little bit more because, to be honest, if I would try to release this into the Windows 8 market, it wouldn't really, it wouldn't pass the certification because there's still a lot of things that are missing that are key to the application. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my manifest here. And I'm going to clean this up a little bit. I'm going to give it a good name. We're going to call it here Yeti Bowl. And then I'm going to go ahead and select my logo for it. Every game has to have a nice logo. And I already have these assets made and in the media folder here. So you can select your logo, my wide logo. Small logo. And then I'm going to go down here and do a splash screen for it. And then I'm going to save this and run it again. So the first thing you notice is I have a splash screen that comes up there instead of the default X on the screen, and I have my Yeti game. Now when I go back to my Windows 8 board here, I have Yeti Bowl. You can see I have a couple versions here, but this is the one that we just installed. It has a nice logo. If I select it, I can change it to the larger one. So it has the characteristics that you would expect from an application. Now it's still a pretty basic game here, because this is what I had on the web and ported over. I'm going to open the original one back up and kind of go through some of the other features that we have added here. So, since I have access to so many other APIs and so many other hardware devices being inside the application, I want to take advantage of those. So I allow the users here to customize their Yeti and customize their hikers a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and do a hiker here. I have my app bar at the bottom. I'm going to add a new hiker. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to choose a photo. And this is actually going to let me select the photo from my contacts. So this is an API that I can use to get access to any of my contacts. I'm going to... Let's see here. Who wouldn't mind being a hiker that I know? Pick a random person. Gonna get their face on there. Change the color. Give it a name. And now I have a little custom hiker. Since I kinda am fond of my own profile picture, I'm gonna also edit the Yeti and select a photo for that. I'm gonna pull that from a file. I'm assuming everyone has about 1,000 pictures of themselves. And go ahead and start the game now. So what we have is we have a Yeti that has my face on it. And we're going to have hikers that will occasionally be customized with the little pictures that I had chosen. So it's just a way to kind of access some of the other... Some of the other services that you have available to you through a game, and this is something that I wouldn't be able to do on the web. And it's a really good idea whenever you pull in a game into Windows 8 that you kind of take advantage of some of those things so that you can provide a different experience. You can provide a better experience, in this case a more customized experience, than what I could on the web. All right, so I add controls and we kind of went through this. Now, whenever you get into Windows 8, you have access to the WinJS library, and the WinJS library gives you the ability to do things like access some of those APIs, but also do templating and building your pages dynamically from data. So one of the first things that we're going to do in this app is whenever we add a page, we add a navigation page. And WinJS already sets up for us the ability to define that page and gives us this JavaScript file, which has a method in it that gets called whenever that page loads. So if I have JavaScript that gets run specifically when that page loads, I put it inside of this method that gets created for me, and it gets ran whenever that page loads. So we also can bring in data. In this case, I have data that I'm storing locally, and this will be information about my hikers as I update them and create personalization for it. It stores it here, and WinJS Binding will take that data out of storage and pull it into a JavaScript object so that you can reference it. And I'm going to go through these features really quick because I know we don't have a lot of time and you guys want to get back to it. So if you want more detail, you know, talk to me afterwards and I can walk you through these. And namespaces are really important here. And again, WinJS gives you the opportunity to define a namespace. And this gives you the ability to take functions that you have inside of a private object and expose them publicly. So you could do things like on clicks or handlers on different buttons that can fire these methods. We also have a list view, which is basically a template generator, and that's how we build our hikers here. We pull in that data object, and then WinJS gives us the ability to iterate through it to create our views. And it's pretty easy. What I'm doing here is I'm going to define an area of my page that's going to be populated with a template. And that's what I'm doing in this code segment here. I have a div, and I'm specifying in the WinJS options the data source and then the template that I'm going to be using. So this is referencing another div on the page called hiker template. And that hiker template has the code that we use to construct the template. So it actually pulls this out and iterates through it and creates its view based off of this template. And it would look something like that when it's done. So you also notice in some of those views, I had an app bar. If I had some additional functionality that you could do in the app, I added an app bar. The app bar holds icons. In this case, it was the new hiker. And it's quite easy to define your app bar and then identify which buttons are going to be inside of it and what those labels are. And once you define the buttons, you can go back to your JavaScript, and just like we're used to doing in JavaScript, we add an event listener for that particular button and fire our method that handles our functionality. Snap View is another key feature of our application. As you get to know Windows 8, you'll realize that there's different views that you can use for your application. An application can be viewed in full view, it can be viewed in snap view, or viewed in fill view. And your game, you're going to want to have an experience that works in all of those views. In this case, when you're in snap view, we cater our application to kind of show you your highest scores and information about that. So the share method was another thing that we took advantage of, where we gave the ability to go ahead and share your data. And like whenever I create a hiker, I can go ahead and share that and send it with as an email. So share is a really easy way to transfer data between applications. So it gives you the ability to pass data from your application to another application, or to be able to receive data from other applications. In this case, we're transferring data to other applications. So in this example, I'm mailing some content, and I'm just basically setting up a request data properties object. I'm populating it with my hiker image and with a little bit of information to present in the email, and it's able to then pass it over to other applications like Mail that'll help me share that. So that's a little bit of a whirlwind tour about taking an application, bringing it into Windows 8, and then turning it into a full-fledged Windows 8 application. So HTML5 is going to be a really popular way to produce games, and we've seen a number of our hit games already running based on HTML5. And I would love to talk to any of you who are working on an HTML5 game. Any HTML5 apps, but specifically games, I want to see what you're doing, and I want to help you turn that game into something great. So thank you for your time, and good luck with the rest of your coding. Have a good night.
Thank you, Jeff. All Alright, so now you've heard about the amazing world of HTML5 gaming on Windows, and now you look happy, so please take your theme and move over to the area where they have the password and so on, so we can take a picture of your pretty face before you turn into a zombie at 4 a.m. Thank you!
Very good. This was already for feedback on Twitter.
Oh, good.
Like caught the notification.
Good.
Also, some of you have already posted on Twitter, so make sure you give us feedback, you have questions and so on. Hashtag WhatsUpFI. Put it over there and you'll see them on the screen then, and we'll get back to you. Thank you. Thank you.